Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kirby, have you guys been watching Jury Duty?
Yes. Well, I have. Patrick has not, but I have. Yes.
Oh my God. Why hasn't he been watching it? I feel like he'd be so into it. He has lots of other things he needs to be doing.
Man's a busy guy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so funny. Can we get James Marsden on to just talk about how he is completely ageless?
And just so hot.
So hot. So funny. So self-aware.
Lon Supremacy. Lon Supremacy. If you don't know who Lon is, then I need you to get a grip.
Wait, who's that?
The Notebook, Sarah.
Oh, is that his name?
His name in the show is Lon. It's Lon.
See, I was reading his interview with Evan Ross Katz in W. Was it for W?
Mm.
And I think it's in this interview, or maybe it was the GQ one. Anyways, where he mentions how TikTok generation is discovering The Notebook, and how everyone was like, oh my God, Ryan Gosling was awful, and that was a toxic relationship.
Toxic.
And she should have...
Toxic.
She should have 100% been with him.
Lon Hammond. Hello.
Oh,
when
so
she walks out
uniform?
Of college and he's standing there God. Against the car in the uniform.
Kirby, I have goosebumps.
Chills.
I have goosebumps.
Chills. Also, I just want to say Rachel McAdams was a lucky son of a bitch that she had to choose between Lon and Ryan Gosling. James and Ryan Gosling were the two men fighting for her.
And then she started dating Ryan Gosling in real life.
Oh,
Rachel
God,
McAdams living the fucking dream.
Rachel McAdams was recently in an episode of Dave. Are you familiar
yes.
with that show on FX?
Yes. I haven't caught it. It's like one of my favorite shows, our favorite shows, but we haven't watched this newest season.
So Patrick watches it and I kind of just will sit around and like watch with him, even though I'm not really clear on all the different storylines. But they did a Met Gala episode and Jack Harlow was in it. Travis Barker, MGK, Megan Fox, Emma Chamberlain, and Rachel McAdams was in it. And he has this whole interaction with Rachel McAdams. And I'm just like, damn, this woman is on another level. I'm obsessed with her.
Also, I saw an old tweet from Dave from like 2017 or something where he was like, I haven't met Rachel McAdams, but I'm pretty sure if I did, I'd fall in love with her or something like that. So it's like he like manifested it. But also, like, name one guy who wasn't in love with Rachel McAdams during the Notebook era. She's just, like, she's the perfect, like, cute but sexy, you know?
Yeah, and sassy.
And sassy.
You know, I actually appreciate that the TikTok generation is accepting that Allie... Why am I blanking on Ryan's character's name?
Noah.
Thank you.
Noah.
Noah and Allie were supremely toxic.
So bad for each other.
No, that movie came out when I was a junior in high school and I was in an extremely toxic relationship, but like that movie fueled the relationship because it's like, this is true love because they fight all the time and they're whatever. No.
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 Yes,
no.
They like, you know, died in each other's arms and Noah built the house and they have a beautiful family. Yes, yes, yes. But like her life would have also been incredible
great.
With Lon.
Incredible. Incredible.
But yes, what is James Marsden doing skincare wise?
I'm pretty sure his publicist is still Jeff Raymond, who I know because I was an assistant.
Okay, so that is our plea. To get James Marsden on the pod.
Jeff, if you get us James Marsden, we will also compliment you on this podcast. That is, we'll start a campaign for hottest publicist in LA, and
oh
it's Jeff
gosh.
Raymond.
There you go. Congratulations. Some exciting news, Kirby.
What?
You have a Substack.
I started Substack. I had a newsletter for the longest time, and I had it on MailChimp, and I'm going to be honest, it was not up to Kirby standards. I did not like the way it was designed. It was extremely frustrating for me to deal with. Substack just makes everything so easy, and I'd been thinking about it for a while and just said, F it, let's just do this. And I felt like I needed to kick things off with our first piece of news, which we'll get to momentarily, and that is that Beyonce is launching a hair care line. But I'm like, we need to talk about this because I had so many thoughts. So many thoughts.
It was so good. You guys have to subscribe. Support with your money.
Yes, there's a pay. So there will be free options, but like any Substack, there will be other additions where there will be a paywall and you should pay me for my time if I'm going to be.
You should 1,000% pay to it. Exactly.
In my humble opinion.
Let's talk about the name. So good.
Thank you. A follower of mine wrote me. I can't even remember what. When I was feeling sick and I was talking about it on Instagram stories and I was like, I feel like the fire has been burnt out of my soul. I am not feeling great. I feel no happiness. She was just like, I'm so sorry you're going through this. And I've been following you since Pop Sugar and Kirby Tries. She's like, I always think you're ahead of the curb. And I was like, can I take that? And she said, yes. So shout out to Rochelle for the inspo for the name. But ahead
way
of the
to go,
curb.
Rochelle.
There we go. We love to see it.
Before we jump into all your thoughts and some of my thoughts on Beyonce hair.
Yeah.
There are some other ways you can support us. We still have merch, everyone.
We have merch.
The
it's available.
Super cute Los Angeles sweatshirt and hat. Perfect for summer. Hear me out, because you're traveling on the plane all the time. It's the perfect airport sweatshirt. Super comfy. Throw it over your swimsuit on the beach when it gets chilly, or you're by the pool, walking the dog. I literally wear mine every day almost.
I wear it every single day. I grew up in Texas. It might be hot as a crotch there in the summer, but you walk into these restaurants and it's the Arctic. It's freezing. It is 45 degrees in there. So bring a sweatshirt to stay warm while you're trying to eat some Tex-Mex. That is how I see this sweatshirt. And you would be in good company because we do know many a celebrity guest that we've had who wear these. They do not publicly post about it.
Because we can't pay them.
Because we cannot pay them. But we know they have them and wear them.
We've seen photos. We have photographic evidence.
Preach. So you would be amongst the elite celebrities of Hollywood by wearing this sweatshirt.
Also, I feel like it's a great conversation starter. You might find other Los Angeles listeners, other glams.
You may recruit some glams.
You may recruit some glams. And it's just super, it's a really cute design.
And we have them in stock, which means when we first launched them, it was made to order. So that's why it kind of took a minute for everyone to get them. But now we just have them readily available. So get on our website.
We're like Hailey Bieber Road. At first, it was like we didn't know that everyone wanted it. And it was, there was a waiting list.
Yeah.
And now we're here. Happy to serve everyone.
Same with Skims. Before,
with
you
Skims.
Were wondering, would you ever be able to get the Fits Everybody thong? Now it's just in stock on the reg. So here we are.
Kirby, have you tried their stretchy lace?
I have not tried the stretchy lace.
I'm curious what that looks like.
It's honestly a disservice to me for them to send me text messages every 3 days with a new drop because I want to buy everything. They just dropped the soft lounge
I saw that.
Honeydew and this beautiful pink. And I thought to myself, do I need another pair of pajamas? My mom was just here and helped me clean out my closet and drawers. Would she murder me if I bought another pair of pajamas? But the soft lounge pajama set is truly one of the best pajama pairings I've ever worn in my life. I want all the colorways. They just feel incredible.
I don't have any yet. I need to get myself some. I know.
Oh my God. I'm shocked I haven't bought them for you.
I know. What the heck?
That's usually what I get people for Christmas and holidays and stuff. I'm actually shook that I did not do that for you.
No, it's okay because I'm going to buy some. Because like for summer especially, like I get really hot at night when I'm sleeping. But I still like to, like I can't sleep in the nude or just my undies.
Yeah.
So same. This would be like soft enough, but like cool enough. Okay.
Yeah. It's cooling. It's not it's like cooling. A thermal warm. They're warm if you need them to be in the winter. Okay. Like I wear them winter, summer, spring. I wear them all year round. I'm obsessed.
This is not a Skims ad, you guys.
I wish it was. Skimberly. Come on now.
We're available.
The time is now, babes. All right, let's get into this news. Beyonce hair care. This was wild. My parents were in town. I'm sitting in the car. We're like dilly-dallying around Los Angeles. And I see this post from Beyonce. And it had posted an hour before. So I was surprised I hadn't really seen a lot of people talking about it. But I don't think people actually like read her caption or like the slide in which
they were just like, oh, this is a beautiful photo of Beyonce doing her hair.
Right. And then you scroll and you see that she has written something and she talks about how her mom, you know, worked in the hair salon. Destiny's Child performed in the hair salon.
And that was her first job, sweeping hair in the salon.
Yep. And that she's now been working on something and she can't wait to share it with us. And my mouth dropped open and I screenshotted everything, including a close-up of the lab samples, because I just felt Beyonce and Taylor Swift are the two biggest celebrities in the world that do not have beauty brands attached to them that they own and promote. And I always kind of felt like they were above it. And I'm not saying that having a beauty brand lessens your value or like diminishes your star power by any means. Like, trust me, Selena Gomez, Fenty, Kylie, like they've all done it. But Taylor Swift and Beyonce, while they're so separate and different as artists, they have a very similar star power in that they command what they want. They don't have to do the traditional things that a lot of celebrities have to do in order to get people to watch or listen to them. It's like Taylor Swift can drop an album with almost zero promo. Same with Beyonce.
Right.
Fans are going to lose their shit and everyone's going to cover it. And that's why they don't have to do these magazine interviews and they don't have to do the press circuit and they don't have to go on Good Morning America and Today and all those things. They can just do it on their own terms. And so part of that to me signifies that, you know, they let the world know what they want the world to know about them. And when you launch a beauty brand, you're essentially making yourself more attainable to the masses, because unlike fashion, you know, with Ivy Park and Adidas, like that stuff was still expensive, right? It was Adidas, but it was still like expensive athleisure in a way.
Right.
With beauty, you can just go pick it up and maybe pay. I mean, sometimes it's like
$100 or less.
Right. But most of the time, it's like you're trying to be more attainable to the masses. And so when you're doing that, you kind of have to start playing the game of I'm making myself readily available to do press, to get people, you know, excited about my brand. But then I'm thinking about it. I'm like, but does Beyonce have to do that? I don't think Beyonce has to do that.
She definitely does not. She doesn't need to do anything to your point, Kirby. And we'd still buy it. Mm-hmm. People are still going to buy it. Mm-hmm. But I think also in your newsletter where you mentioned like she's never half-assed anything in her entire life, like she's going to go all out with this, I'm sure. We don't know what it entails. We don't know. It looks, based on the lab samples, like hair oils, like I don't know. I can only zoom so much. Zoom so far into the photos.
Right. Treatments.
But like, exactly. Treatments. But does this mean she's going to do the same song and dance as Rihanna and, you know, Halsey and all of the, you know, similar celebrities and invite editors and influencers to a big party?
No, that is literally the $1 million. I can't imagine Beyonce. I said this in the newsletter too. I couldn't imagine. We didn't think Rihanna was going to do this.
Right.
Have a cocktail party with all the influencers and editors and then become just as accessible as she has. I mean, she's still not that accessible, right?
Totally.
When we get offered interviews with her, which we haven't been able to do, it's like 5 minutes in an Ulta and we're like, no, we need 30 to 40 minutes in a studio of some sort. Maybe people didn't expect that from Selena Gomez either.
I know, and Selena's done so many events.
I don't know. What do you think?
Obviously, like, Hailey Bieber is not as on the same level, but she's also, you know, put herself out there. Lady Gaga obviously had, like, her big event.
Yes.
She's going to have to do something. What that is.
Right.
If it's a Zoom, or if it's, like, a very intimate, you know, something. If she invites editors to her concert, which, like, fingers crossed.
I feel like she's going to totally flip the script on it. Like, what if instead of focusing so much on influencers and editors, because we're going to cover it no matter what.
Regardless.
Like, because people are just inherently curious about Beyonce. I could see her being like, I'm going to a local Atlanta, Georgia Target where we're partnering with Target on the launch of this hair care line. And we're doing like a fan focused event where like 50 to 100 of her biggest fans in different parts of the country get invited.
I mean, that would be very smart of her. And you're right. She doesn't have to do the editor influencer thing. So she should do that. And that leads us to our next question of what retailer is she going to partner with?
So I have another newsletter coming out, and I interviewed several influential, incredibly smart, and people that have long tenures in the beauty and entertainment industry, Black editors or journalists, and asked them, what concerns do you have about this brand? Like, what can you see from this brand? Does it make sense for her? They all agreed it made total sense because her identity and her narrative has been tied so much to her hair. And while
totally.
She does use wigs a lot of the time, they're wondering, you know, will there be products that focus, you know, will there be a wig glue where there'll be like
totally.
Protective products that help with, yeah. you know, protective hairstyles and things of that nature? Will there be accessories or hot tools? Who knows? But yeah. they were saying that. My friend Brandy, who's an incredible journalist, she was like, if there's anything we know, Beyonce is going to make us pay some coins to get yep. what we want, and people will do it. And so it makes me wonder, is this going to be more of a prestige hair care line, or is she going to want to go more mass market and be at like a Target?
I feel like she's going to go mass market.
I agree. I think she's going to want, if she's going to create something, she wants it to be available to the most amount of people.
Exactly. And especially hair. And
right.
Like,
right.
We already know that textured hair, you cannot find those products in the hair care aisle. We only just started to see, you know, thanks to like Pattern, Tracee Ellis Ross, Taraji, like now it's becoming more available and accessible. You can get it at, you know, Walmart and Target, but it's still very underserved.
Yes.
The customer base is still very underserved. And so I just feel like Beyonce is going to try to make this accessible in retail and price point. I hope she does.
I think for hair, that's a very solid point that maybe if she was going skincare or makeup, she
yes.
could go more prestige with it. But I think that, again, an underserved community of people probably wants to get their hands on this. I would think that as a Virgo and an earth sign, she's very altruistic and does not want to put something, she's making something in hopes of helping the most amount of people
mm-hmm.
versus gatekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, there's somebody messaged me this and I was like, well, that goes without saying. I feel this brand is very much going to be catered to the needs of textured hair, the needs of Black women
mm-hmm.
first and foremost. And
oh,
perhaps
yeah.
maybe she'll expand. But I think that she will hone in on that specifically and then maybe make things that are, you know, better for all types of hair like later down the line. But I
yeah.
definitely think at launch, it's going to be very focused on the Black community and the needs that their hair may need.
Oh,
right.
I agree. Like
I felt like that was just like, I didn't even like say that out loud because I was like, that's a no-brainer.
No, I couldn't. I just couldn't see it. Yeah, I couldn't see it any other way.
Yeah.
I texted Kirby. I was like, oh my gosh, every other Black hair care brand founder right now is probably like, oh, so
shaking their fist. shaking their fists.
Like, no, what is she gonna do? I'd be so nervous too.
But you
there's,
know,
there's room for everyone, obviously.
Agreed. And I think that as a celebrity, though, the one thing Beyonce will have to do is she can't just rely solely on the fan base for this line to be successful long term. She's gonna have to figure out the way that she's going to want to connect to people outside of her fan base and outside of her being just Beyonce, the superstar, and be Beyonce, a brand founder who is solution oriented and catering to the needs of the people she's making the products for. Right. So I'm really interested to see. I'm actually most interested. I was trying to figure out who was the PR firm because I had so many publicists when I posted go, who got this business? And it's people that were at very, very prominent
agencies,
beauty PR firms and agencies that I'm like, huh, if y'all aren't doing it, then is she just completely going rogue and going with a completely different?
Or maybe it's just like in-house.
Parkwood Entertainment. Yeah. She has her longtime publicist who has been working with her for literally ever. She just hired a new SVP who used to work at Apple and Endeavor and L'Oreal and Pepsi. And so she has all of the – she has the right brain trust around her to do it. But I heard from a little birdie who the agency is. Oh. And I'm not 100% confirmed on it, but it would make sense.
Who's getting the exclusive story? Is it going to be
– it's got to be Vogue. It's got to be Vogue, right?
You don't think it's going to be Allure? You don't think it's going to be Jess Kruhl writing that story maybe?
Obviously, that would make sense to me. But when I think of Beyonce
– But you're – yeah, and she's not going to – she's going out of the box. She's not doing anything traditional.
And also I think too, in general – I'm finding that celebrities really just do want that Vogue seal of approval. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But if they really did want to cater to the masses, I do think that Allure is the way to go. I thought you were going to say like Essence.
Yeah, I just think, with Jess Kruhl's leadership and everything she's done, I think that that could make a lot of sense.
I agree. We will find out soon enough. I can't wait to... Also, this is a fun fact that someone sent me. Someone that works at one of the firms that pitched Beyonce's hair care line apparently called the project Project Kirby. And I was like, why? And I texted Sarah this. I'm like, why would they call it that? Like, because it was my name. It wasn't like why. It was IE.
Well, no, it's obviously inspired. Maybe because got your finger on the pulse, you're sleuthing.
I personally feel it was because I am the complete opposite of Beyonce Knowles, that like nobody would even think twice that that project is for Beyonce Knowles.
I don't think it's that.
Except we were both born in Houston, Texas, baby. So let me just say.
Maybe it's that.
Houston, Texas.
I can't wait.
Maybe the line's called Kirby. For no reason at all. Not even close to being a tie to Beyonce. It's just called Kirby. And then she has completely ruined any chance of me having a namesake brand, which I would never do anyways. So, hey, look. Beyonce.
Have at it.
Get it, girl. Obviously, we are kidding. And that's completely in jest. I hope y'all can hear the sarcasm there. I'm excited. I have hair extensions. I want to know, is there something that she's like providing that can help me with my hair extensions, maybe removal? I don't know.
It's going to be innovative. And she has surely the best of the best team of, hair scientists and packaging and all that behind her. So it's going to be...
Oh my God, the packaging. I just keep thinking, like, the packaging...
It's going to be so beautiful.
Because she's so aesthetic, She's so aesthetic. But then you have to think, too, we're saying it needs to be mass market appeal. It has to be in a price point for a mass market.
She's going
to
figure it out.
Packaging is what usually costs the most. Oh, man.
And then you got to be, sustainable these days. She'll figure it out.
Wait. She'll hear what the name is?
She's fine. After the children?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it like called blue? It's just like blue? And then everything's blue?
That would be so cute. Her sister has to help in some way.
Yeah, maybe Solange is a model. Maybe her mom is a model.
Don't touch my hair. Oh my gosh. There's so many possibilities. We will circle back. We will circle back.
Literally, I just want Miss Tina to give me a hairstyle. Oh, like, what if they had an event and Miss Tina was going and, like, doing our hair?
I couldn't.
I couldn't. That would be enough for me.
Speaking of other iconic women, everyone's talking about Miss Martha Helen Stewart. Is that her real? I think it is. On Sports Illustrated's swimsuit edition. 81 years young. Looking like a snack.
Total snack. Snack attack.
Absolutely stunning. There has been a little bit of controversy, though, because people in the comments on the socials are asking what she's done to her face. And Martha has come out and said, I've done nothing. I have not touched my face.
Martha, babe, be real. Be for fucking real. I would love to believe her, but you don't just magically grow longer eyelids by osmosis. You have had a blepharoplasty. We know that you have had a longtime dermatologist, Dr. Banusali.
Who was even in attendance.
There with her.
At the Sports Illustrated. Yeah, and during the shoot.
I'm going to send you this image. This is such a hard conversation.
I know.
Because
it is.
I see both sides of not wanting to admit that you've had any work done, because when you are a celebrity and you're a lot of what you do is based on how you look, it's difficult to be like, yeah, I had some augmentation happen.
No, totally. So there's an article. I don't know if you read her interview with Mark Malkin in Variety.
No, but I love Mark.
But he brings it up and he was like, what do you think when you read comments that say you must have had a lot of work done to look so good? And she said, well, it's not true. I've had absolutely no plastic surgery whatsoever. I have very healthy, good hair. I drink green juice every day. I take my vitamins. I eat very healthfully. I have very good skin doctors. I'm very careful in the sun. I wear hats and I wear sunblock every single day. And then he goes, were you ever tempted to do plastic surgery or fillers? And then she says, every now and then, there are certain fillers that I can do for a little line here or there, but I hate Botox. It's a weird thing for me. I really and truly don't do a lot.
Okay.
So maybe by saying that, she's sort of like covering her bases and is like, I don't do a lot, whatever that means.
I mean, she does have filler. That's obvious. She also has filler in her lips. And if not a lip flip. But Martha, babe, I'm looking. You had a very heavy eyelid. You had a hooded lid. So now you're telling us that you went from a hooded lid to a lid with a ton of space and lifted out of nowhere? Mm-hmm. It doesn't compute for me.
Maybe she considers that not a cosmetic surgery because it was like a knee. It's such a difficult conversation to have because she looks beautiful and we respect her privacy and whatever she wants to claim. But I do think Kirby's talked about it a million times. We've talked about it a million times. Like, there needs to be some transparency and honesty in this day and age because there are so many of us, especially young women, who are seeing these unattainable photos of other celebrities and are like, that's what I'm supposed to look like when I'm 81.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. For instance, I mentioned this on Instagram stories, but Courtney Cox, when she was on here, when we asked her about her biggest beauty regret, we thought she was going to talk about maybe overplucking her eyebrows in the 90s. She
like
went,
every single other celebrity.
Yes, totally. We thought that was going to be the canned answer. She ends up going into her filler conversation. And newsflash, that was not a new conversation. We did not break that news. That is something she has talked about several times before. And we were grateful that it got picked up by everybody, but to that point, she mentioned it and then every outlet picked it up because she talked about it. So I understand why celebrities are like, well, I don't want to talk about my work because I don't want the only thing for people to hone in on is the fact that I've gotten work done. But at the same time, I also get DMs from moms who are like, I have two young girls. I hate that people talk so openly about getting these things because it makes it sound like it's a necessity. And when it's also very expensive and a lot of people can't afford it. And I'm like, listen, mm-hmm. I'm not here to say that you absolutely need to have Botox or any type of injectable treatment. But I do think you have to be real about the fact that a cream is not going to give you this magical lifted look. You've had
a green juice every day.
Totally. You've had augmentation done to your skin, done to your face, done to your body, your neck, in order to achieve that look. So it's like, do you want radical transparency?
Right.
Or do you want to minimize people knowing about it and then wondering, why does that person look perfect and then I don't?
100%.
This conversation is just going in a circle because there's no solution.
Like, right.
What
no
is
right
the solution?
Answer.
There's not.
And yeah, like Kirby, like if and when you have a daughter one day and she's like, what are you doing? What are you getting? Where are you going? You're going to your Botox, but like, how are you going to, like, what
right.
do you talk, like, how do you have that conversation?
Right. Right. And I talked to Erin Parsons about this too, but your women are expected to age gracefully.
Right.
And when they do things to age gracefully, because by the way, gravity doesn't play favorites. So if you're looking at someone and they look incredible, chances are they've had something done. Gravity happens to every single person. So if someone's 80 something years old and the gravity seems to just be defying logic, there's something that you need to start reconsidering there. But, you know, why are we – women are punished for getting older.
Yep.
We're not able to thrive even though things have changed significantly. But I hear all the time how women are, you know, not included for certain positions because they look older than the other candidates.
Yes.
And it is – ageism is a real thing in the world. So – I think this is such a, it's like, part of me is like, Martha, be for fucking real. You're 81 years old. You're wildly successful. You admitting that you had a blepharoplasty or whatever else you had done to your face does not change how successful you will be.
She's also like seemingly super transparent about everything else.
The
like,
woman has been to prison.
The woman talks about going
she's
to jail.
She's been to fucking prison.
Jinx. Like,
come
totally.
On.
And she talks about it. Yeah.
And I do want to say, if she truly did not get a blef, that's totally fine. I just find it really hard to believe when I look at photos of her before and she had such a hooded eye. And now when you look at her, she doesn't. She has a more lifted eyelid that has more space.
Do you think Dr. Bonasoli could
There's
tell
no
us
chance he except- would ever tell us anything.
He's like, I've signed away my life.
He's never going to admit it. Even if he did it, he's never going to admit it. And now that she's kind of stuck her heels in the ground about it, there's no way. There's no, she can't backtrack unless she's like, oh, I misinterpreted the question. Yes, I had a blepharoplasty.
She's like, I'm 81.
Right. I'm 81. I don't care anymore. Like, I'm out. We're done here. We're done here.
I wonder when we're, you know, 10, 20 years from now, will the Kardashians all just admit and lay it all out and say, this is what I got back in the day? Or are they going to just take it to the grave with them?
Kim, hire me as a ghostwriter ASAP. I absolutely
need
to write that memoir. But Kylie, in the upcoming season, there's a scene where she's like, we need to talk about the standards we're setting. And how she mentions something to the effect of, I wish I never got started with this.
Yes.
And I'm like, everyone in the comments is going, oh my God, King Kylie talking about the standards, finally.
I cannot wait for that episode.
Kylie, I've come around on Kylie.
She's been in the fucking limelight forever. Anyways, I can't wait for that. And I also wanted to honorably mention Padma Lakshmi.
Padma, oh my God.
Have you seen those photos?
She posted them on Twitter and I'm like, babe, you're going to get banned. Like, this is sexual. I mean, she looks incredible, but I was like,
oh my God, she... 50 I don't know, she is such a beautiful person. The hair, the skin, the boobs. If I could look like that. I know this conversation is we're just going in circles and circles, but like,
or like, embrace your own bodily features, love yourself. Also, holy shit,
Padma,
what I wouldn't give. This is womanhood here. We're all things at the same time.
And we're figuring it out.
We love it. We absolutely love it. You know who also looked smoking? Megan Fox.
Oh, my God.
Talking about boobs. Wow.
Boobs.
Wowie. Mm. Boobs McGee. Megan Fox. I was literally just staring at her. She looked incredible. I was like, wowie, wowie.
Everyone, yes.
Wow.
Everyone
just looks hot. Just looks we hot. Love hot women. We respect the hotness that women provide.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.